Well, Abraham, I'll assume that the first tape that you would recommend would be the Law of Attraction. I know you've talked about that being the most powerful.
That is correct. It is the most powerful law in the universe. Mm-hmm. And an understanding of that is essential before an understanding of anything else that we are offering will be of value. Law of Attraction is the most powerful law in the universe. And what it says is that which is likened to itself is drawn. You see it evidenced here in your society when you say, birds of a feather flock together. You see it evidenced when you wake up in the morning and you have a very bad day, and all through the day things get worse and worse, and at the end of the day you say, I should not have gotten out of bed. You see Law of Attraction evidenced in your society when you see that the one who speaks most of illness has it. When you see that the one who speaks most of prosperity has it. Law of Attraction is evident everywhere around you if you are understanding what it is. You are a magnet attracting unto you that which you are thinking and feeling. And so if you are feeling fat, you cannot attract thin. If you feel poor, you cannot attract prosperity. And so on. Mm-hmm. It defies law. When you come to understand that you are a magnet attracting unto you, then and only then, will it make sense to you to pay attention to what you are thinking, you see? When we say to you that you are the creator of your experience and that you attract unto you through your thought and through your word, which is an extension of your thought, and through your action, which is also an extension of your thought, what we are saying is, literally, you are creating your experience. The greatest resistance that we receive about that is that there are so many who have those things in their experience that they don't want, and so they cannot believe that they would have created it. They say, Abraham, I would not have done this unto me. And we say, we know you would not have done it on purpose, but there is creation by default, which is putting Law of Attraction to work by summoning or soliciting or inviting into your experience that which you do not want, by thought, not understanding the rules of the game, so to speak. And so we say, without exception, that which you give thought to is that which you begin to invite into your experience. When you think a little thought of something that you are wanting, by law of attraction, that thought grows larger and larger and more powerful. When you think of thought of something you are not wanting, that law of attraction adds unto it and it grows larger and larger also. And so the larger it grows, the more power it draws unto it, then the more certain you are to receive the experience, you see. And so we are not saying that every subtle little thought will manifest instantly in your experience, but that is because of the buffer of time. But it does mean that it is setting forth the probability, and if you stay focused upon it long enough, it absolutely, under all conditions, will be yours, you see. The interesting thing about these laws that we are offering here is that they are, even if you do not understand that they are, and they affect your experience, even in your ignorance of them. And so as you are hearing this recording, it is our wanting that you will not resist the words because they are strange, but that you will ponder them and then look into your own experience that you may see the correlation between what you are thinking and speaking and what you are getting, so that you will accept the law of attraction as absolute, thereby beginning to use it to your benefit rather than to your detriment.